There is a bill before the Parliament. It's due to have its second reading. Unlike many of our Pacific neighbours, New Zealand has no fully protected deep sea marine sanctuaries. The Kermadecs would be a first.
But I understand that as part of the coalition agreement between Labour and New Zealand First, the agreement is that it's not going to be looked at for the first term of the Parliament at least. Are you concerned about that?
No, the Green agreement with the Labour Party is that there are issues to be resolved, but it will be progressed. So there are certainly issues to be resolved with Māori in terms of fisheries management. There has also been support from Mana Whenua, and there was a lot of support for the bill in submissions to Select Committee. We've seen in Niue, which is a tiny nation, it's protected 40% of its exclusive economic zone and put that into a marine park. That's 49,000 square miles or 127,000 square kilometres. With the Kermadecs, we're talking about a 620 square kilometre sanctuary. Palau has designated a large area of its EEZ as a fully protected marine area where there can be no fishing and no mining. The Cook Islands have protected close to 2 million square kilometres, the largest marine protected area in the world. New Zealand needs to follow the example of its Pacific neighbours.
This was announced by the outgoing national government, soon to be the opposition, and it's become a bit of a political football now with New Zealand First talking to Labour. You're the incoming Conservation Minister, but you're a member of the Greens Party, which is part of the government. You're supporting it, but from outside the government. Is this thing going to become a political football, do you think?
I would hope not, because we've got a responsibility under the Convention on the Law of the Sea to preserve and protect our marine environment. New Zealand's got the fourth largest exclusive economic zone in the world. We have no ocean sanctuaries, no deep sea marine reserves. There are a small number of benthic protected areas, but that only protects the seabed, not the water column. So we need to follow the inspiring example of the Cook Islands, Niue, Palau, and actually ensure that we have some decent-sized marine protected areas. The Kermadecs is widely recognised for its biodiversity and for its geological values, the unique hydrothermal vents, the huge variety of marine life, the seabirds that use the area. It's been protected because of its remoteness from mining and from fishing. It deserves greater protection in accordance with our international responsibility.
Given that the Greens obviously want this to go ahead and you're sort of part of the government, although you know, you're supporting it, but from outside the government as such, you have some ministers and you're one of them, is this something that the Greens are going to raise with Labour? Or could this turn into a fight with Labour being torn between New Zealand First, who don't want it, and the Greens who do?
Well, I don't think it is so much as a political football, except that the fishing industry has created that appearance. There are certainly issues to be worked through with the fishing industry and with Māori, but there has been extensive support for the sanctuary from the public. New Zealand is wanting more marine protected areas. We're in a government which has three parties. We get things done by discussing issues and finding the common ground. I'm comfortable that we can work through the outstanding issues and we can find common ground and look to ensure that the stunning biodiversity and undersea environment of the Kermadecs can be better recognised and better protected. There is an outstanding court case that fishing interests and others have taken. That hasn't proceeded, it's my understanding, because there's legislation before the Parliament. If the legislation goes through, then those court challenges could proceed.
And you're confident that this will actually go ahead?
We will be giving it our very best shot to ensure that the outstanding values of the Kermadecs are recognised, that the Convention on the Law of the Sea is implemented, and that because of New Zealand's huge EEZ, we do our share to preserve and protect our marine environment, and we follow the example of our Pacific neighbours.